Hello?
Hey, what's up?
Oh my God, it's over my speakers.
No way.
Yes.
Let's go. What happened? What? I mean, the world is trying to get us not to do this podcast, and it wasn't happening.
I know. Mandela will not win today.
Nah. Yeah, that was the simulation trying to fuck it up.
Yeah.
People wouldn't figure out about it. Cool. So,
all right.
Fuck it. Let's just jump in it. This is the Dying Breed Discussions Podcast. I'm your host, Lewis Anderson. And today I'm talking to Rashard Couch.
Yeah.
So, why don't you tell everybody a little bit about yourself, first of all?
God, that's always weird.
Yeah. Well,
I've known Lewis for 10 plus years, I think, something like that. Plumber, 2 kids, married. Grew up in Tacoma, Puyallup area. Did a couple stints down in Cali with my dad. Grew up, dealt with a bunch of different stuff. I don't even know how to explain.
It's all good. We'll get deeper into it in a more natural way. I've never met anyone before, so I kind of wanted to.
Yeah.
So tell everybody about the topic that you chose for us to talk about.
So I chose to talk about the Mandela effect and multi-universe, multi-dimensional stuff.
What brought that to the forefront? Like, out of everything we could have talked about, like, why was that something you wanted to talk about?
Because the Mandela effect, I heard about a year and a half ago, and I watched quite a few videos on it, and thought, how many different things have changed? Like, originally, I thought Nelson Mandela died, like, way back.
Oh, no, now, she's one of those people.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So I was talking to my mom about it this a little bit ago. I was like, oh, have you heard of the Mandela effect? She's like, oh, I've never heard of that. I was like, when do you think Nelson Mandela died? She's like, oh, it wasn't that long ago. I'm like, okay, that's weird. So I thought, like, back in history classes, I learned that he died, like, back in, like, the 80s or 90s or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But then come to find out it happened in 2013, and it kind of threw me off.
Exactly.
Shazam.
Yeah.
That one bugs me a lot because I swear I've seen the movie. Same. And then I even saw that there was, like, an interview with Sinbad, and he said he never made that movie.
Isn't that freaking weird?
Yes. I don't get it.
I've seen that movie.
Yeah. And then I think in the interview he was saying that he was dressed up as a genie in a TV show. And I'm like, I don't think so. Because I remember it being a movie. And then I saw a video on YouTube talking about it and actually had a movie. Like, it showed, like, clips from a movie about Shazam and Sinbad as a genie.
Right.
So that just kind of blows my mind about how they're trying to say that there was no movie called Shazam because people have seen it. There's been videos of it. And even, like, I just heard about Skechers. Skechers, I always swore it had a T in it.
Right. There's a ton of them. Like, there's Star Wars one where Darth Vader says, no, I'm your father. Like, what
yes.
the fuck is that about?
I don't get how, if everybody says, Luke, I am your father, how does that get turned, how does that get changed from, no, I am your father?
Exactly.
Not even close.
It doesn't make sense. How do you feel about, okay, so everyone that doesn't know what the Mandela effect is, the Mandela effect is, I guess I would call it a theory that like things are being changed or skipped out of the universe or like this existence and like replaced with other things. Like no one knows what exactly it is, but it's just like the definition of a man, Mandela effect is that they call it a false memory. They're saying millions of people are remembering something the wrong way. Like, they're pretty much gaslighting half of the population at a time.
Yeah.
And I think that's a huge problem because, I mean, after this, if you guys are listening, after this, go online and just Google the Mandela Effect, watch a YouTube video, and I bet you you'll find one that affects you. Like the Monopoly Man.
You know, yeah.
Like, does, I mean, what's on the Monopoly Man's face? I bet 90% of people will say a monocle.
Yeah,
and
that's what I remember.
He has no monocle. Not there. Gone. Never existed. Ever.
Oh, do you remember in Ace Ventura Pet Detective, the second one, where he's in the embassy or consulate, something like that, and there's the old guy walking down the stairs, and he has a monocle, and he calls him the Monopoly guy.
Right. Right. Exactly.
Why would he call him the Monopoly guy?
If the Monopoly guy didn't have a monocle.
Yes.
I don't know, man.
I saw a post on Facebook, and it was a thread on the Twitter, and this guy was talking about how in 2012 the world was supposed to end.
Mm-hmm.
And there was all the talk about it, but then he said he tried going back and looking it up. He can't find anything. So, along the way, it starts going into if the universe really ended and got sucked into a black hole, is that where all of this Mandela effect is coming from?
Right.
Because if it's altering our dimension, or if we got moved into a different dimension, different universe, whatever, maybe that's what's altering everything. And then there's scientists that believe we are just stuck in a black hole.
I mean, when you look at the world and the state it's in, like, is that the most far-fetched thing we've had to deal with? You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
Like, think about all the weird stuff that happens in life that seem like mathematical impossibilities, right? I mean, I'm sure we've all went down a rabbit hole online and started watching videos, and it's just like, how is that even possible?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm not one to discredit things unless I can actually discredit it with information and facts. So,
definitely.
Let's go ahead and people should know what the Mandela Effect is now, and if not, they should get more into it. Let's talk about that. Let's talk about CERN. I want to talk about CERN. So, these scientists, are trying to create something called the God Particle.
Yep.
And discover Higgs, like the Higgs boson, with a particle accelerator in a country sovereign, so like no one could fuck with it, period, if they wanted to. Because it's And America was supposed to make one, actually. And I guess that fell out, and like, what I believe to be like the UN powers decided like everyone will go in it, everyone will send scientists, it'll be a joint like world venture.
Yeah.
So then why is like outside, I'll have to look it up because I don't want to fuck up what it is, but outside of CERN, I think it's Shiva, the god of death? Outside of CERN. Let me double check. It's just what good do we honestly believe is going to come from creating something called a God Particle, first of all?
Yeah, because the God Particle, in essence, they said that can destroy, was it the Earth or the universe?
I think it was the universe. Okay. Lord Shiva statue. There is a Lord Shiva statue that's 2 meters tall, the Ian deity, outside of CERN. They say it was a gift from India.
Yeah.
But I just don't necessarily think Shiva is a great depiction of something that should be outside of a place making the God particle.
Yeah, but I mean, what would you rather have a statue of?
Tony Stark, Einstein, a fucking a big statue of like a particle.
I say a particle. I say putting in particular person. I feel like that's kind of weird because then you could be like, oh well, why did they pick so and so? So if they right. do an I wanted to say inanimate object, but I guess that's not the right way to say it. But put it in like a non-person. Put it in a item, not a human being. That would make sense.
That's fair. But like, okay, so with your experience in life now, with everything going on that's going on, the politics going the way they are, with world disasters going the way they are, does it make sense that it's possible that like our universe is colliding with it? Or I don't know how else to get, like, okay, so this is my thing. It doesn't seem like it could be a cruel joke, right? Like, when you go back and pop in a VHS tape of like, Star Wars, it's changed very
quickly. Yeah.
So it's not like they digitally edited this and, like, someone's, like, screwing with it.
Yeah, because I remember as a kid, like, the first time I watched Star Wars, I mean, that was the famous line. Luke, I am your father.
Like, honestly, that is the most famous line of the entire movie, the first movie.
Yeah.
Like, there might be a few from Han. I mean, but what other quote? I honestly cannot think of another serious quote from the first movie.
Yeah. I mean, even Forrest Gump. Did you hear about that one?
Yes. That one is weird.
I don't remember the exact way it is now, right. But I always remembered as life is like a box of chocolate. You never know what you're going to get.
Yep. And that's not the
same. And it even said it on the box.
Yes.
On the back of the case, that's what it said. So I don't see them putting a typo on the box.
No, of course not. And that's what I don't understand. It's like, so there are some things that get changed, and then there's some things that aren't. Because there's like there's videos of Luke's character. I don't know the name of the actor, so I can't recollect it. But saying, like, Luke, I am your father. There's stuff everywhere that resembles it, but it's just not the line in the movie? Like, how does that even make sense?
Yeah, it doesn't make sense at all.
So,
and even with, like...
Go ahead.
Go ahead. No, go ahead.
So what do you think out of, like, what would be the source of it? What do you think were the Mandela effect is? Like, what are we experiencing? If you had a picture, one thing or one reason or one event, what do you think it is?
That's a hard thing because, I mean, there's, if you're trying to look for a logical reason, I don't think there is a logical reason.
I don't think we're doing much logical on this podcast, but.
Oh, yeah, no, this is far from logical.
You're good to go.
I mean, something had to be altered at some point. So, if it is the 2012 thing, and if the world really did end, or we got sucked into a black hole, I can't even pinpoint something. I mean, what if, and this is another far-fetched thing, which was one of the options and topics you suggested. Aliens.
Yeah.
Aliens had some way of coming in and changing stuff, which I don't know how they would do that, But I mean, there's even back with like the pyramids and stuff, and the Mayans, they have like depictions of aliens and flying saucers and stuff.
Yeah.
So
like,
I think it's far fetched to say that there's something else out there. Because, I mean, they can't just be humans out of the whole galaxy, everything, out of all the cosmos. We can't be the only planet with living life.
It's literally mathematically impossible.
Yeah.
So, I mean, that's not even a debate. But my thing is, okay, so since we're on the topic, let's discuss the fact that the government has come out and said that they have recovered vehicles from off-world.
Yeah.
So, I mean, everyone's like, well, it's probably a distraction. They're probably just trying to keep everyone at bay. They're just trying to keep you busy. Like, honestly, I think what they understand is they're losing control of the public. And maybe they're trying to calm us down with coming clean about something.
Yeah.
I mean, because
let's tell you a truth to cover up a bunch of other lies that we don't want you to know about.
Yeah, I mean, because at what risk? Because at the end of the day, if there are aliens and the government does know about it, I mean, there ain't shit you can do. Like, if a species is capable of interstellar travel, I don't honestly believe there is any fight you could put up against it if it wanted to be a fight. But I also believe humans project feelings of themselves onto other things they don't understand. Because aliens could probably have no... Like, what the fuck would they want to come here and fight for? Even if they travel multiple dimensions to pick on humans, like, that doesn't even make sense.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like if they were to come here, I could see them, I mean, there's so many different ways to go. I could see them needing help of some sort.
Well, I mean.
Yeah, well, they could come here not knowing that we're not very technologically advanced.
Like, kind of like a mating.
Yes.
Okay.
So they could need help. They could just say, fuck you, we're taking over. And if that happens, I don't know. Because they probably got better guns than us.
I would assume so.
Yeah.
What? I don't know, man. Like, part of me, like, when I think of aliens, there's only two things that come to mind. Angels and demons and God are all what we consider aliens. Because by the definition of the word, anything outside of the earth or your region or your place of living, any foreign thing to that is an alien.
I mean, that does make sense.
But it just doesn't... I think people have been fighting so long about being right that they've called the same thing a ton of different names. Think about the people who say pop versus soda or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's tribalism in everything. Like, people have a favorite Kardashian, for God's sakes. You know what I mean?
I don't even know what her name is. Kylie. I think I'd be
Kylie. You're about to get trouble. It just makes sense to me that over time and throughout history, people have been telling the same story over and over and over with their own flair so they feel good about themselves.
So it's like playing telephone.
Yeah, honestly, kind of like playing telephone, but when you get down to the brass tacks of it, like the story of Gilgamesh and the story of Noah are pretty fucking similar.
Yeah.
You know, and why has no one ever taught us about the Sumerians and their culture? Like, they are like the first civilized people on record. Prove that they were the first people to diagnose mental illness. You know, they were the ones who were cropping. They had water running through their cities. They had a language etched in stone, for God's sake. Like,
yeah,
it's crazy to me that no one's taught about it. You know, there's a lot of things, I guess, in the world that amazes me that people aren't taught about.
Well, do you think we just weren't taught that, or do you think that wasn't taught worldwide?
In America, I've been raised, but I will say that is not a part of the curriculum. No standard curriculum. Like, do we really need to know about this? I feel like there were so many things. He didn't even fucking land in America. Why was it? Because I think back to learning school, that was a pretty epic, right? Like, I was in America, talking about the Lewis and Clark School, explored, was like a pretty big chunk. What I would
say. Yeah.
Right? Like trying to teach
about
how great were, how blah, 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 which is fine, whatever. But the problem I have is, like, why had they never taught us about Nikola Tesla?
Yeah.
I mean, I'm just saying, Nikola Tesla, what about all the... Did you know that we had a nuclear-powered car in the 50s?
What?
A nuclear-powered car. You can look it up. I think it was from the Ford company, but I think it was either a Mercury or a Lincoln. But it was a nuclear-powered car that could have ran with no gas indefinitely. And it was a concept. I think one or two, maybe three were completed. And then Ford had to shut it down.
Yeah.
So if we've had the capability to make a nuclear-powered car in the 40s and 50s, and then think about all the planes and everything we've made in the 60s and 70s, like the SR-71 Blackbird, the F-117 Nighthawk, crazy, crazy projects. What the fuck do we have now? Or what did we try to do now that could have possibly corrupted the universe? I mean, I just don't see how that's super far-fetched. Like, I don't see how taking the timeline of human technological progression and then trying to make a relative graph of where it would go from then. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Because the last, like, black projects we know about, with the B-2 bomber, I think, was, like, the last big under-wraps project or technological advance that the government was working on and has declassified since.
Oh, yeah.
And you know what's crazy about that is the B-2 uses positively and negatively charged parts on it to break through the wind and have stealth technology. So, like, the front tips of the wings, like, the complete front of the B-2 is positively charged. And the complete back of the B-2 is negatively charged.
See, I didn't know that. That's crazy.
Yeah. So there is an electronic charge used to help cut through the air or whatever, or for stealth or whatnot. So my thing is, and I'm going to bring it all back. So the whole point of telling you all that was the fact that we have made exponential growth in science, technology, computing, all that kind of stuff. Is it so far-fetched that someone took it too fucking far? Like that famous line in Jurassic Park, right? when Homeboy was talking about the dinosaurs, and he's like, you guys spent so much time thinking could, you never thought about if you should.
Yeah.
And I honestly feel like that's where we're at.
Yeah, I mean, I could see that whole point.
Yeah.
Even if it wasn't us, if it was a different country, different nation, yeah. If they got too in over their head. But I just don't see them doing something that would change, that would alter everyone's memory or change the dimension or universe.
I mean,
or is it
maybe you're right. You might be right.
Or what about time travel?
See, I'm too invested in that to like honest to be, I think, to be objective, because I know that I would never break the rules of time, because in my mind, I feel like if anything is regulated in the world, like if God will ever, like, if say you believe in God or a higher being or whatever, or karma, I feel like time travel is like the worst thing. Does that make sense? Like, there's a lot of things you can do, like, but the one that would actually cause an interruption from a higher level. Like, there's a lot of.
But then, I mean, that's the butterfly effect.
Yeah. Well, then.
So. So the kids have, they want to keep watching Sherman and Peabody, a little cartoon. And towards the end of the movie, it's like one, they have a way back machine that time travels more or less. Mm-hmm. And Sherman goes back to try to save Peabody, but then he ends up running into himself. And then like Peabody's like, oh, you can't do that. You can't meet your past self. And then they do meet, and then they touch, and they interlock, and then it opens up a fucking wormhole.
Right.
So, I mean, if somebody did get the technology or time travel, and I mean, honestly, if I could travel in time, I would probably go back, find out what the winning lotto numbers are, and tell them. So I can come and kill them up. Not gonna lie, that's what I think I would do. But then if that happened, then that's just going to throw the whole universe and everything out of whack. Exactly.
That's why I don't feel like going backwards. I just don't feel like it's not worth it. And just for the simple fact that, say if there is multiple universes, I'm kind of glad we're talking about time travel, because that's going to like segue right into multiple universes. Say when you go back in time, and you do that, you might change your future. But what if that the same timeline you left continues on and you're gone? Say you're gone, or like, I don't know, it automates like that. Like, what if when you try and travel and you go back and then you return, like, you don't know anymore. No one recognizes you for the you are. And then you start having Mandela effect moments. Like, hey, mom, remember when we had this and that and you made this and that for dinner or whatever? And she's like, Richard, I hate that. And it's like your favorite meal you've ever had with your mom. But like, since you traveled back in time, you're now in a... Because that's the only way it makes sense. In
like,
all the things that are out there...
Like adding tangents to the timeline?
Yes, you would have to. It would, because space-time can't stop. Even if a higher dimensional being, and like, you know how they did it in Interstellar, how he was like in that, like that diff, like that 5D space, 4D space, whatever it was, and he could find his daughter and then send her a message through the bookshelf.
Yeah.
To travel through time or to affect it, you would have to leave the third dimension jump into the fourth dimension, and then jump back into the third dimension. Like, I don't think that you could. I don't. I think that's the whole purpose of it, because you would have to bend or fracture space time as a whole,
right?
Because it's gonna keep moving. That's the crazy thing.
So on that topic of time would keep moving, what if traveled back in time and then you did travel back to your present time, and I'm doing air quotes,
right.
And you're actually on a tangent because you did just change your path, it's changing your past future.
Right. See, that's where...
If you go on a divergent, and then would you just be disappear? Like, people would still remember you, but like, where did they go? Right. Just like a disappearance?
Because you would have to leave that space and time. But this is the problem, because now that brings up consciousness. Now think about this, right? Say you travel through space and time, right? That, like, time travel. You activate your time travel device. Your consciousness gets transferred to the you in the timeline that you're in. Your body and your being is still in the same place where that machine was. But what a time travel device really is a consciousness transfer device. To me, that would make more sense. If there is multiple universes, multiple timelines, how Rick and Morty can jump from their timeline and jump into someone else's, right? But I mean, if there is another you somewhere else, it would make sense that what a time travel device is a device that takes your conscience from the you now and puts it in someone in another dimension. I mean, if we're talking the most logical, because think about this. Okay, so people say, running into yourself, running into, like, all that butterfly effect shit. Like, if your body would have to be atomized or deatomized, sucked through a wormhole, spaghettify, and then re-atomized on the other side.
That's what I think of time travel. Because I figure with time travel, like, your whole body is atomizing or de-atomizing, then re-atomizing in a different point on the timeline.
That transfer makes so much more sense to me. Because, like, have you ever had a lucid dream? Like, when you're dreaming, you're controlling the dream. Like, you are in the dream. It feels just like you're there. Like, you know, some dreams feel like you're just watching it happen. Like, you're a bystander of the dream. Like, yeah, you might be in that body, but you're just, your body's on autopilot.
Hello?
Yeah.
Reconnect. So you were talking about, like, the consciousness, if you're doing time travel. So do you think that would give you deja vu?
100%. Well, the fact that there is another you in another universe, and you are of one conscious that's fractured, makes sense. Okay, so say, what's the easiest way to break this down? Say you're on a server. You're on an internet server.
Yeah.
And there's multiple games, right? So, like, I'm playing Warzone on a server. I'm in a lobby with 102, 105 people or whatever. I'm in the same universe as someone in Japan playing Warzone in this one given spot. But the next game, we split lobbies. He goes to a whole nother lobby. with a new 105 people, mm-hmm. and I go to the lobby with 105 people on the exact same map.
Yeah.
Right? I feel like that's what the multi-universe would be like. And time travel would be that guy in Japan is in that second lobby, and I'm like, fuck, I want to play with him again. So I'm going to add him as a friend, and then I'm going to send him an invite, and then he accepts the invite, and then he travels into my lobby again. I feel like that's more about what time travel would be, that consciousness leaving that zone and entering a new zone, rather than your actual physical body. I mean, and that's just my opinion, because, like, I feel like we are having a human experience.
Yeah.
You know, we're not humans having a spiritual experience. We're spirits having a human experience. Because, like, if you believe in anything higher than just existing and dying and then rotting in the ground, I mean, that's where we're going.
Yeah.
So, it's just, and then maybe they say time travel devices exist. They say portals exist. I mean, there's people that believe that, right? And there's some shown of government projects, like Project Pegasus. Project Pegasus was like a portal transport program where they use children to measure the effects of being sent through a portal. And then remember that kid that said it? After we get off, there's a picture of a kid at Abraham Lincoln's address. And a guy claims to be that child. And what's super fucking weird is the guy has older men's shoes on. The shoes don't fit him. They're not kid shoes. They're adult shoes. Because he said he lost his shoes. Damn dog snoring. He lost his shoes through the jump.
What?
Yes, I can't believe it. Okay, so you have to look that up. Think about just Project Pegasus, Abraham Lincoln address, and it'll rock your mind.
That's crazy.
It is, because when you really think about it, like, what was that? Fuck. I can't remember off the top of my head, but there was a ship. I'm going to try to look it up.
Isn't it?
And they try to tell.
Oh, I'm thinking of something. I thought there was a ship that that came back and they didn't. What was it?
The Philadelphia Experiment. It was in 1943, bro. A U.S. Navy destroyer, the USS Eldridge. What they were trying to do was render the ship invisible, right? Like, so that was the project. They wanted to make an invisible, like, you know how on the Avengers, how that aircraft carrier flies up and then they turn on the stealth and then it just goes clear.
Yeah.
I believe that part of the movie was derived from the story of the USS Eldridge.
Oh, yeah.
For sure. Because so what happened was they activated like the ship's cloaking and the ship disappeared from the Philadelphia Harbor, the shipyard. It reappeared somewhere else and then it came back. And it was said that there was like soldiers who like were like stuck in the metal of the ship, like half their leg was like encased in the ship because of the ship.
I do remember hearing about that.
Okay.
Yes, I remember hearing about that.
So, I mean, did those people just make it up? Like eyewitnesses, just like I guess it would come down to what you are willing to believe from the original narrative that people put out and what you believe from the official narrative that the agencies put out. You know, like,
well, I mean,
that's up to the person to decide, each individual.
Yeah. Yeah, because the agents, like the government scientists, they're not going to tell us the truth.
Fuck no.
Because if they told us the truth, we would know how much money they're blowing.
Yeah.
How many times they've messed up.
Mm-hmm.
And how dangerous we can really be.
Exactly.
Right. And 90% of people in the world can't handle that.
No. Fuck no. I mean, most people, can you believe what's going to happen? Say if aliens landed on the White House lawn, there would be people going nuts, committing suicide or raging in the streets. Because what it would fracture everyone's belief system.
It would screw religion.
Oh, religion would be dead.
Yeah.
Because then everyone would be like, well, everything I've known my entire life is a lie. And it would happen in such a shocking manner, like all at once. People aren't ready to have their minds open. And that's the whole point of this podcast. The whole point of this podcast is to spend time on the things that people don't want to touch. They don't want to have to look themselves in the mirror and reevaluate everything they've learned. And I feel like that's such a problem. Yeah. Like, in an age where we have so much information, we use it in the most wasteful ways I can imagine.
Yeah, definitely.
Back in the day, people would have killed for the internet.
Oh, yeah.
And we use it for retarded dances on TikTok?
Watching cat videos.
I mean, you know what I mean? Like, I just don't get it. I spend a lot of my time feeding my mental diet. I don't watch a lot of regular TV. Like, and if I do, it's very specific targeted shows. Like, things like when I need to actually digress and kind of just, like, flush out my system. And most of the time, it's Discovery Channel, History Channel, or, like, Dave on FX, or, like, original series on, like, Hulu or Amazon Prime and stuff like that. But other than that, like, I watch lectures all day, or I watch podcasts, or I'm following history. Like, everything that we have available to us today. And people just want to indulge in echo chambers. They want to follow trends. They want to follow, like, celebrities and shit like that. And I just truly don't understand it. I don't get why everyone wants to give away their individuality.
Hello?
Yeah.
Okay. Chris was calling.
Okay.
but
I don't know, man. Like, I just feel like how much of us are we wasting? What are we giving up to stay blind? As a whole, you know.
I just feel like a lot of people just try to numb themselves and get away from reality.
Yeah.
And I feel like a lot of people just either just don't want to face what's really going on. And because I know, like, that's why sometimes I'll lay in bed and watch Dragon Ball Z.
Nice.
So I can escape. So, but yeah, no, there's been times where I'll be on YouTube and then I'll just start watching video after video after video of just weird stuff that nobody thinks about, like the Mandela effect, and like multiple dimensions. And then my brain goes crazy because then I just start dwelling on it and I just can't stop thinking about it.
Yeah.
So, And then, yeah, then I get, I get like sucked down a rabbit hole, and I just can't think about anything else besides that kind of stuff.
And that makes sense.
So,
trust me, I've been there.
Yeah.
I don't know. What I'm trying to get out of this is, I feel like people are waking up to a lot of things, right? We're waking up to shitty politicians. Yeah. We're waking up to things being set up. We're waking up to aliens. We're waking up to blah, 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 whatever. But at
waking up to racism.
Yeah. What I don't get is, why can't everyone see what other people see? Like, there are some people who just cannot, for the life of them, like, grasp certain concepts. You know,
yeah.
Like, it's just not, they don't do it. They can't. Like, no matter what you say to them, it just doesn't, like, compute.
Yeah. Because it's not their truth.
Right. But it wouldn't matter if you it wouldn't matter if you showed them the evidence in front of them. Like if you were to be like, hey, like here's the documentation. Here's an official report, here's this, here's that, like they would still find a way to make it not real. And
yeah.
It's just, I don't know.
Yeah. You can give hard, concrete evidence, and right. They'll still dismiss it.
And I understand, like, we live in an age where things can be falsified, and, you know, like, doctor things or whatever. But it's just, like, you believe so hard in certain things.
Yeah.
But I guess that's where, like, cognitive dissonance comes in. And confirmation bias, all these other things that psychologists talk about. And it's just like, I just feel like we could be so much more useful together as a whole. Like, we don't all have to agree 100%.
No.
But I don't feel like people even want to hear each other talk. You know, like,
disagree
with someone, all of a sudden, like, they go to personal attacks, and they wanna attack you, not for the idea that you have, but they want to attack you for the person you are. Like, your thoughts and your words dictate who you are as a person.
Right. Yeah,
I don't know if
it's ever going to change.
Completely on. Yeah.
It needs to, but I don't see it ever changing. Because there's too many people that they can go to and be like, oh, I have the same ideas as you. We'll stick together. We'll always be right. And there's just never going to be a time where everybody's going to come together.
That's shitty. I mean, it's probably true, but it's shitty, you know?
Yeah.
Because
definitely.
I know what's possible. Like the Manhattan Project. The atomic bomb is possible when the right people are in the same room. Like, whether people believe their space is real or we went to the moon or not, the ability to work together either to create the lie and maintain it or actually go to the moon, it's still a feat that we can't accomplish today. You know, and like people say, well, if the government had secrets, like they wouldn't be able to keep them. And I understand that to a certain extent. But if there's certain factions inside the government, like the military can keep some fucking secrets. I know that for a fact.
Yeah.
That the military has ops that are
yeah.
off book that are presented, if they go wrong in the media, they're presented as training accidents or they're presented as it could be anything. But if we know for a fact there's documentation out there that they have to run black ops in a coordination with our intelligence. Like the CIA has teams. Maybe you could say they're not necessarily military, like not necessarily military, but yeah, at the end of the day,
still federal government.
They're all on the same budget. So I don't know. I hope
yeah. that
through this conversation, like I don't think necessarily I have to change someone's mind to make the podcast work. But I do want to make sure that people like, listen to what we say and then just start questioning a little thing. Just like one thing. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I mean, exactly. They need to know that they're not the only
ones
that think
I get
that
all the time. Like, people hit me up privately and be like, man, I love your posts. Like, it's so good to see someone talking about it. Like, I don't have the confidence to, like, be in public and talk about the things I want to talk about. So, like, hearing you say it, like, really helps me, like, with the way I feel or the way I think. And that's on a bunch of different topics. It's because I...
Yeah. Yeah, because, I mean, there's a lot of people that have these same views and same ideas, but a lot of people don't make them public.
And that's kind of scary. Like, what are we afraid of? I know we're kind of off topic, but I have a natural conversation with that. Like, what? Okay, last one thing, like, I want to talk to you. I'm probably going to try to bring up with almost everyone. Like, we might make it a thing in the podcast. Like, what do you think it is in people that stops them from being themselves? Because, like, we all know, like, I've been in that position. Like, I've been like, like, this isn't really me, but I'm going to go along with it because, like, it fits my persona. Like, it people expect of me. I threw a lot of crazy parties.
Yeah.
I did a lot of drinking. I did a lot of hoeing. Like, I did a lot of shit. You know what I mean? I did a lot of shit. Like, I was all
over
the place. And that's easy for me to admit because it's the truth. It's the fucking truth. Like I was like battling myself from what I wanted to do and who I knew I was and maintaining a public image and a repertoire with other people and building just like this image for other people. When I just finally said, fuck it, like, I'm going to do whatever the fuck I want when I want for me, like, my whole life changed.
You know, I think a lot of people just either don't want to be viewed as the weird person, or they think if they act how they really are or what, like, how... If they act themselves, they might be alienated. And I think it's almost easier if they just
like,
don't.
Those same people, me included at the time, are like, man, all my friends are fake. Like, they don't get me. Like, oh, I got into it with so-and-so. But it's like, if you're not delivering your true self to them, and they're treating you like the self you give them, yet you know inside that that's not you, but then you get mad at them for treating you unlike the you that you want to be. And I know that was like word vomit, but it's just true. It's just like, okay, the perfect example is relationship. So you're in a relationship with someone and you're being like, that perfect guy or that perfect girl for the first 3 months, right? And then you bag them. Then they're yours.
Yep.
Then you revert to who you really are.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden you're like, what the fuck? Like, you changed. Like, what's going on? Like, why don't you put in effort anymore? Why don't you do this? Why don't you do that? It's, well, because you were never that person ever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you go through your honeymoon phase.
That you could possibly do. And I feel like that's why I have such trouble with women, like, nowadays. Like, I don't have trouble with women because I still talk to, like, some dimes. I ain't gonna lie. There's some there's some dimes out there that I frequent. But the crazy thing is, like, I feel like I only attract what's for me. Because, like, when I just get straight to it, and I feel like that's kind of the problem. You know what I mean? Not for me.
But is it really
for
a problem?
Other people, shocking. It's not.
Well, I mean, if they have an issue with it, then they're not the right one.
That's what does me the best favor. Like, I am 100% myself, my authentic self, all the time, no matter the consequence. I don't care. Like, I truly, like, what is the worst that can happen from being who you are, admitting who you are, and just living to, I mean, so what? Like, friends are replaceable. Like, there are friends I've lost that I thought I would have forever that I never thought I could replace that I don't even think about anymore.
Yeah.
Like, they're gone. You know, like, I can think of like five people, from my past life. Like, there's you, there's Finnegan, like Johnny, but honestly, like all the people that were like thickest thieves with me, and we partied every weekend, or we went on trips together. Or we went camping all the time. Like, I don't talk to them. They are non-existent to me. Like, we don't follow each other on social media. We don't exchange anything. And my quality of life is so much better.
Yeah. I feel like with me, I don't want to say I cater to other people. I'd say I more adapt. I adapt to different situations with different people.
You have to, in some respect. That's being an adult.
Yeah. So, I mean, there's some people, mostly family. I have to mild myself out. Because if I was my true self, I don't know. I might get a lot of different looks. So, yeah, I just have to tone myself down around other people. Some people, like, quite a few people I can be myself. But, yeah, there's certain situations and people where I just need to water down a little bit.
And I guess that is a part of being an adult and functioning. I get that to an extent.
Yeah.
I get at work, you got to be more Richard and less Richard. You know what I'm saying? Like,
exactly.
I get that. But like, when it should be coming down to like your personal life, like the people you associate with, the people you spend intimate time with, people you cook with, barbecue with, all that kind of shit. Like, if I have to be anyone but me in my like personal off time, which I tend to have a lot of these days, like, fuck no, it's not happening.
Yeah,
and most people, regardless if they say it or not, they respect it. Regardless if they like me or not, they still respect me. And that's all that fucking matters. Honestly.
Yeah. See, like, I can be, like, all my close people, my very small group of close people, I would say I'm myself. Sometimes there's a couple things I water down sometimes, but for the majority of the part, I'm myself. So... But yeah, I mean, if you're gonna change yourself around whoever, like everybody that you're around with, you can't intermingle groups. Then who are you supposed to be if you bring those groups together.
I think that's where a lot of people have a lot of issues, just in general. It's like they have a natural form of personality disorder, you know? And I get that it can be a strategic benefit for life to be able to adapt to different situations. Like, I can. I've done it before. You know, I could go from a corporate meeting at 4 to a CC concert at 7. You know, like, I could go from on the plane in hotels, living out of on the road for a month straight, to getting drunk and slapping ass at the Roy Watt. Like, I did it. You know what I mean? Like, negotiating million-dollar deals and then getting my dick sucked by someone I probably shouldn't. Like, that's okay, though. Like, I get that. But when it comes down to what you want people to see and how you want people to treat you, like, how you want them to treat you, and you don't get the you, I just don't see how you can blame them.
Oh, yeah, no. You can't blame them for being fake. I guess that's what I'm trying to say through this whole segment.
Like, honestly, I've been trying to get to that. Yeah. You're giving someone something you're not, and they treat you like something you're not, and you complain about it. And we have to step up as adults and teach people around us. Like, we've got to stop playing the victim when it comes to social interactions. We got it. We've got to stop having people offend us when we're not giving them what we really, how we really feel. Because, like, how many times can you count and we're like, man, like, you really want to say a certain something, but you're like, fuck, that might cause turmoil or that might cause a problem. So I'm going to keep this up.
I was literally just thinking that, because there's been several. I can't even count how many times I will type a post up on Facebook, and I'm about to post it, then I'm like, backspace, cleared out. I'm like, I'm just not gonna do it, because I know that's gonna open.
Right, and that's probably the smart thing, because so you can at least you know that, that thought is going to cause turbulence in your life, and you choose peace over that, you know, to an extent. I can see how that's like, man, you know, like, that's probably the best thing for that situation. But in the other side of it, it's just like, why can't people absorb information and think about it, put themselves in your shoes, and be like, okay, this is, I don't agree with this, but I agree with this. Like, I see what he's saying here, but this is what I think about that. Like, they don't. People talk to argue, and they listen to respond, not to understand.
Oh, yeah. Keyboard warriors.
Yeah. It's just like, it's pissing me off. I see all this Save the Children shit, right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, we hit 2.1 million, blah, blah, blah. Like, we're doing it. Like, what exactly are you doing, though?
Hashtags make the world go around. Hashtags get things done.
Like, there are some social media movements that have a huge impact. Like, the Me Too movement was huge. Free the Nipple is huge.
Oh, yeah. I'm so glad it happened.
It's huge.
Yeah.
But when we're talking about going against the most elite pedophile ring in human history.
Yeah.
Hashtag, they own the platform you're posting on.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, maybe spreading awareness, but, like, is there going to be a foundation created? Are there going to be marches? Are there going to be protests? Are people going to boycott? Because, honestly, if you're against child molestation, child trafficking, or abusing children or women, you should cut out Netflix, Disney, and all their companies.
Yeah.
You should cut out a lot of the banks that you bank with that support other companies. Because realistically, if you were to go to the source, and hold everyone accountable in the government and corporations for the heinous shit they've done to humanity.
Oh, yeah.
Bro.
Hello?
You still there? Okay, we had some technical difficulties there.
Technical difficulties.
Bro, why is it when we were talking about some deep shit, it decides to cut us off?
Because I was sitting out my car. I got home a while ago.
So that was wild. So I guess we can wrap this up. How do you want to close this out? What's something that, do you have any questions for me? Do you have any topic that you want me to talk about? Like, do you want me to ask you anything so we can talk this podcast?
I don't know. I just think we need to keep this going. I mean, obviously at later dates. But I don't know. I think we need to try to get some way to get polls on topics that people want to hear about. I mean, you gave me a pretty big list of topics to talk about.
That was definitely.
So, I mean, yeah, we can either make this a weekly thing. Probably can't do daily. But yeah, dude, I don't know. I think there's a lot of ways we can make this work.
Yeah, I definitely want to get people involved who feel like they don't have a voice or feel like they don't feel comfortable like talking publicly a lot, even though like it's going to go public.
Yeah.
So like giving people that comfortable place to just spew out whatever they need to spew out and talk about whatever they want, then all that kind of stuff's going to be great. And
yeah,
I'll get more polished as I go along. Like we, I don't know. People don't know how many times we try to connect and it didn't work. And had to go back and forth, and then we just said pretty much fuck it, and had to do it like the most raw way possible. So, I feel like as it goes on, the podcast will get better. Like if it really gets traction, then I'll definitely get like better mics and stuff. Like I'll have it set up all over a different connection, so it's more clear. So like there's no interruptions and stuff like that. So
This whole podcast started, or not the whole podcast, but this whole episode started out with Mandela Effect and multiple dimensions and universes.
Right.
We started talking about everything.
And that's how it should be. I want to have a natural conversation and let it lead wherever it leads. Because honestly, that's like when you take down the nervousness of being on the podcast and you get through the scripted part, and then you start getting comfortable, like, you open up to who you really are.
Oh, yeah. And it's like, I think the best way to put it would be, like, have your episode be about our main topic is this. Whatever else happens, it happens. Just have the main topic, and then
it's like all you
can switch.
Whatever happens to your saying.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of which, we're going to Vegas next month.
Are you? Oh, yeah.
Nice. I just hope it's open.
Do you have a favorite? You don't have to tell the world where you're going to stay in Vegas, but like, do you have like your own favorite spot, like stuff you like to do?
I mean, honestly, I go to drink, people watch, and eat.
Dude, there is a dive bar on the same road as the Flamingo. And you have to get there for me. Like, so there's a, like, say there's that main intersection, the Flamingo's on the corner, you stay on that street, on the same side of the street as the Flamingo, and you can get, like, hot dogs for $1.
What?
Yeah. There's $5 Wells. Like, there's, like, Jack and Coke, like, vodka, whatever. Vodka, pork, screwdriver, vodka, there's tequila.
I'm gonna go and check that place out.
But, yeah, you gotta go there for.
Definitely.
Take a picture.
Yes.
All right.
All right. Well, yeah. I gotta get stuff done.
thanks for being on the podcast. I appreciate it.
And no, thank you. Well, I've been waiting to do this since last year when you were doing your podcasts.
No, yeah, I had a full break.
I listened to the Mom Dukes. I listened to that one this morning.
Yeah. My mom's so. Fucking players. I'm going to try to get back on. Thanks for taking the time. And we'll
see you later. All right. Thanks.
That's a wrap for the podcast, guys. Thank you so much for tuning in. Please share with your friends. Go get it on Spotify, Google, Apple Podcasts, or the Anchor app. Also, if you want to be on the podcast and you want to have a crazy conversation like the one you just heard, please download the Anchor app and we'll be sure to get you on. I got a couple more scheduled here soon, and I can't wait to release this one. But Rashard and I have a ton of issues through this entire podcast with connections and getting it right and being cut off in the middle of like a really hot topic and all that stuff. So it was still fun. It was still easy to talk to him. Like, you just have to let go. And that's what the Dying Breed discussions is all about. So I just wanted to come in from the first relaunch with my goats talking shit in the background, being all loud. But I just wanted to thank everyone for giving this podcast a try, and I hope you continue to watch out for new episodes. So thanks again for coming to Dying Breed Discussions with Lewis Anderson.